Ashley, conference the call.
With who?
Chastity.
Hey.
Long time of a city.
This no sound safe.
Want me now?
Let me tell you now a little story. Me have a man, why have a woman, when no know about me. Boy, me know a she, but she no know me. The body make me happy, do me no own it. This is the original side chick song. Me open up my feelings to your next girl, man. Me know it wrong, but it never planned. Normally, me a wife, me no whole side bitch position. This is not my style and I saw me tan. Me open up my feelings to your next girl, man. Me know it wrong, but it never planned. Normally, me a wife. Me no like bone, and if you lie, me no forgive. So me feel a little better if I mean cheat with. When you are the wife, you don't know who else in my freak. But when you're on the side of you, we might tell everything.
People, remember the rules. Like, comment, share, subscribe across all my platform them. Insta, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter. Comment, tell a friend, but tell a friend.
Wagwan, good day my people. Yeah, I your girl Bonnie and she's back. Back like she never ever left. So how are my good people them doing now that lockdown pull up? Who start dates or dating uncle? Or was your first date? Was it with someone new or somebody you was in lockdown with? Tell your girl, make your girl know what I'm going. My single people them, how much I want to still single that will come out of lockdown and can mix and mingle? How much I want to find people or want to go about finding people? Who get junk, who gone back at work? We need to know all this info, my people. Yes, my bunny bears and my bunny berry, them we need to know what gone. Yeah, so I know I've been away for quite a while. I've had a little bit of up and down and round and round, and I had other things I mean that I try sort out and so. But yeah, your girl is back now, back on track, back with everything. I just hope all my good people are doing fine. I have missed you guys so much, and I hope you guys have missed me too. But your girl is back. She's back like she never left. So I have a lot of DMs, but I've got to get through them little by little because there's so much something that Naga can't really put up on one show. So, you know, we have things for talk about on the other show. So, question, people. This is for my ladies. Would you propose to your significant other? Or would you make him propose to you? Do you feel like you'd go down on one knee, plan out the whole day and propose and tell him, say, baby? Me, personally, myself, there's certain things me like done traditional. Like, me like for follow traditional aspects, especially when it comes to marriage. Not necessarily in everything, because, you know, new things are sometimes always good. But me, personally, myself, I could see myself, I got asked, no boy, I could love you like cook food. Me put out the in, but I have to ask, and you have to go down part one there, you have to go buy the ring, and you have to go plan out the whole proposal. Oh, you're gonna make me feel like my speechless, and me, I got my black, and me, I got blush, and my brown, and me, I got turn red, or whatever, whatever. And you have to go plan out all them someday. For me personally, no, I don't believe, see. Then again, that's my beliefs. Each to them own. If you feel like you love the boy there, the boy that deserve it, you know, him treat you good or whatever, and you feel like, yeah, all right, you know, me I got ask him for married to me, then I guess that's on you. I can't knock you for that. Me don't know how good the boy there was to you, why you believe, say, you can't ask him for married you and do away for him for ask you first. I can't tell nobody how to live them life, but me personally, I'm not doing that. I'm supposed to know me a day. You supposed to come to me and tell me, say, baby, you know, so for the long time, and it's about that time, and Lula lay, I rate it, see? And then you turn and you come to me, say, and then I say to you, say, baby, well, yes, I do, I'm going to tell you, say, eh. Not at all, Baba, not at all, then I go get that, yeah. How would you feel also if you worked up the courage to propose to your significant other ladies, and then when you turn around and ask him for marriage, him to listen no, but him don't feel like your wife material? How would that feel? Can't take them embarrassment. That's why I'm not asking somebody why pick me for marriage to me. Any married in Aguana, he must ask me first. I'm going to feel like him asking me, and I don't really understand still. Before you propose, we have flipped the script home. This applies to both man and woman. Before you ask your man or your woman for marriage to you, whichever the case may be, however you want to do anything, you would like talk about marriage prior and see how that person they react towards when you ask them like certain questions about marriage, if them see themselves are married you before you even go do that. Because why you gonna just jump and do it without talking to the person, communicating, see how the person feel? That because you in love with the somebody means the somebody love you back. Why would you cause all that? No, for God, do big extravaganza, proposal, invite family, friend, video, do all WhatsApp, live or Facebook live or live them with them, can do Snapchat and this and that, what's it not? And then the person will turn around and tell us say no, and they're gonna walk off, and they're gonna tell you say you're mad, and they're gonna tell us say you can't even afford to buy one good ring or your work, but you have your own yard. Because people turn on marriage, as I've seen on social media, I don't know if that's true or a lie. But me say people turn on marriage for different things. Like, oh, your bride, you could have asked me for marriage to you, you're not even own a car, you know, live nowhere, whatever. Does it matter a man's situation when he might ask you to marry him, saying like you haven't been in a situation for the last 6 years maybe? You've been together for 6 years. He's living with you. You're not living with him. But then him decides to know him want to ask you for marrying him. Is that going to be an issue? Are you going to turn him down for the fact to say, you know, feel like him having shit together for ask you for can't marry and them something there? Are you going to say we've been in this for 6 years anyway, which are being the same person that you are now? So we can start a married life and then, you know, we try to build whatever we are built from this. So what is your views? Because, yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. I'm a little bit confused on that aspect. But yes, you know, people ask, because I've been going through to try and pick out some of the juicy ones them, and people ask, I'm just ask too, because I want to hear what one of the public have to say about it. I think we put up that too as my question of the day, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure it was a question of the day per my page. People, my page is back up and running, so I would appreciate if you guys would go over and comment under the post that I put up for the questions of the day. It would be very much appreciated, guys. Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That was the question. Yes. So, how have my people been? What new have you learned? How is work going? What do you think about this whole face mask situation now at this point? How do you feel about they keep pressuring about this second wave that's gonna come? Do you believe the second wave will come before the winter season, or the second wave is actually waiting for winter to come first? Because you see, this corona she or this corona him have a mind of own and have her own and I do fear own of things. So how long do you think we gonna have to wait till we see
the second pandemic? Do you feel like it's gonna come before winter season? Mine's no, winter season's gonna come in, then they're gonna say corona has come back in full effect, and they may decide that they're gonna, which I don't think England is gonna go back into locking down the place, not stopping everybody from work. And so again, you know, you've heard me say this from previous podcasts already. When I understand, oh, we're going back out the road, we are mix and mingle, we're not wearing a mask, we're not keeping 2 meter social distancing, people. And less people are dying, more people did not dead. So, you know, as you say, it's either the people that never did from corona, or them did not give the people them corona when they're reaching a hospital. What do you think about that? What do you guys think about that? Because for me, it doesn't make any sense at all. Or we're out, we're in a one and a face. People are dead still, them say yes, but not as much, which I'm glad not so many people are dying now. But this, that means that they should have left before, just mix and mingle and do a one. Whole heap of people were dead, all are dead, enough life would have saved. When you go outside, you know, we have to convince you, say face mask, not going to do nothing. We never did say face mask was going to be a cure for stop corona, but we did all know say it could have prevent something from something. You make doctor and nurse come on TV and can't try to convince the nonsense people them. If masks don't work to prevent anything, why would they wear masks when they are doing surgery in theater? That no make no sense. So from the get-go, we did know say a nonsense. Them did just feel like government, they feel like them did need a certain amount, because it's all about statistical numbers. Then they just feel like them did want a significant amount of people for dead for match for them numbers with them have, because apparently, allegedly, I have heard that they are saying that the numbers that they gave is not the correct numbers for the amount of people that died from corona. They will never know the correct numbers because you did not do autopsy on people to find out why they died. You just wrote everybody off that died within that pandemic time there. You just wrote off everybody to dying from coronavirus, which I thought was a load of bullshit. That was a load of bullshit. People did from Umochin other things right throughout. Cancer did a kill Umochin people way before corona. And you got to tell me, say, true corona share him come. Yeah? Bad man are going to come out. Everything where did a kill off everybody before stop now. And our only bad man are going to come out now. A kill off people? Come on. When you still believe that corona sucked me 100 to all the matter, but now I can say one little sickness never did that go on. But corona was no way as bad as they made out. They knew what they were doing and what they have done, why so many people were dying. You understand? People did from a common cold every year. When flu season come back in, when the corona come before flu season or after flu season, how much in people are going to see him here, because in a flu season time, especially the elderly, them dead. What we need to look upon again, what is the bigger picture that is going on? Why they keep, every time corona mellows down, they keep doing things to push corona back into the limelight? Why are they trying to make this unnecessary chaos? Why is it they don't want our mind and brain them for sickle, so we can actually get back to thinking about things like what's happening with Brexit, what's happening with our human rights? When you law them a pass, and so remember, China did all of these stuff, and from China doing all these stuff, now they said that there was a allowing how much in thousands of Chinese people for come over here now, for come live. Seriously? Like for real? They're taking the piss, mates. They really, really taking the piss. But you know, our governments, our we live in, what we can do, there ain't much we can do. So why for us work with whatever. Yeah, but my good people, I hope you all are doing fine, and your girl Bonnie is gonna be back with you again. The next show I'll be doing is Wednesday, so your girl will be back with you Wednesday evening. yet. So check your girl out. She's here. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend. On the next one, I will be doing a lot of shout outs, informing you on different small businesses that have come out since this COVID, when people, their woman, them started them like a business. May I try to push and elevate them? So when you don't hear me, big them up a week time or put them out there for each session. Please, I'm begging you, run go over them YouTube, Facebook, whatever platform them I use, and go check them out, add them up, sample with them. I do tell a friend to tell a friend. Remember, tell a friend to tell a friend also about the podcast for them for joining. Because your girl is back, we're gonna start take back live callings, we're gonna do dilemma, anything the people them want here under this inbox, DM me, and under we get them for ear. But your good girl, they out, you know. Everybody have a blessed day, and stay safe. Wear the face mask, keep the social distancing of 2 meters. And your girl, bad love, you know, yeah, big up on yourself, and I don't know.
For you, I think you need to live from the boy too boring. Him for make you have fun. In my cute Sophia, Lou, you know, no more time. You're FIFA for Pokemon. Done. Stop fight with him, make him fight for you like Tyson. You're too nice to him, the boy love him, barely just poisoning. Just poison. Breaking news. Man, what kill him, girl? I guess I got a pussy too. Ooh. Breaking news. Girl, your pussy too. Ooh.